From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Block, and I'm going to try to keep this next intro short so we can hit the post, fit in the web back, and avoid busting the segment. Now, you may not be able to decipher that radio slang, but there's a guy who makes it his mission to do just that. Not just radio slang, but also sports slang, hip-hop slang, war slang, even real estate slang. His name is Paul Dixon. And he's the author of many books on American English, among them his Dictionary of Slang, which is now out in its third updated edition. Paul Dixon collects slang like others collect baseball cards or vintage cookie jars with extreme passion.
It's a wonderful hobby because you don't do any trespass. It's not like you're collecting birds' eggs or you know. I mean, it's there, and it's there for the taking. And then the fun of it is just sort of decoding what other people are saying.
So if you meet somebody from a subculture, you'll be asking them, you know, give me your lingo. What have you got?
Well, it's hard to do that. I remember one time I asked somebody from a newspaper about the lingo and the jargon and the slang in the newspaper, and they said, absolutely not. There's no such thing. And the woman I had said that to about 2 hours later called back and she said, you know, I was just in the city room. We were having lunch. And I told them what I said to you. And then they all of a sudden, the terms kept flying out of their mouths. I mean, calling a newspaper article a piece. I got a piece due this morning, or lead, L-E-D, for the lead to a story, and et cetera, et cetera. And there's hundreds of them. But at the first blush, most people don't realize they're using slang. And so I'm talking into a mic sock, which is to prevent me from using plosives.
Right now, at this moment.
Yes.
Do we call that a mic sock, Stu? Popper stopper.
Popper stopper.
Popper stopper. Add that to your next edition.
I'm writing. The pen is out.
Write it down.
I will. Popper stopper. I love that.
I was looking in your chapter. You've organized these terms by topic or by subgroup. And I was looking in your section on auction terms.
Yes.
And there's a whole new subcategory now because of eBay.
eBayzian, some people call it. The new online auctions has some wonderful terms. One of my favorites is pinks. And on eBay, if you're in a discussion group on eBay or there's something going on, eBay employees will occasionally chime in and they'll see something going on they like or don't like. And they're called pinks because the little dialogue box is pink. But what makes it a beautiful piece of slang is it's reminiscent of Pinkerton, you know, the old private detective.
I liked in the same section on eBay words, reflecto porn.
People are going to go to their computers. That there are people out there, and nobody knows who or why they do this, but apparently they will take a picture of a vase or something that's on eBay that's reflective or a hubcap or something, and they will do it without any clothes on. And I guess the reason it's more than just naked is because most of these things distort them, like funhouse mirrors.
So some naked image reflected in something shiny.
Yes.
And there's a word for it.
Reflecto porn. And some of them are reasons unclear. Some of them are not the most attractive people in the world.
Naturally. The volatility of slang must keep you on your toes. When you're revising your book like you are, you're throwing some words out, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm throwing categories out. I mean, this is the third time out with this book, and they've been about 10 years apart. And whole new categories come in that weren't there before. I mean, things like hip-hop and Java speak, which was sort of Starbucksing and that old business. But one I love is the language of the modern office, which is called a cube farm. So
cube speak.
Cube speak. And there are a certain number of terms that go with cube speak. But one of my favorite cube speak is prairie dogging, which is when there's a huge noise somewhere in the building or somebody yells at somebody. All these people pop up and down from their cubes and they look like prairie dogs on the prairie popping up and down.
Well, what would be a category that you've gotten rid of completely?
I got rid of the counterculture, the 50s, the 60s, the early drug culture. It's now become so much part of the language that's now standard language. So bummer or a trip, that counterculture, do your own thing. All that stuff has now become standard English. Even hip-hop, there's 70 hip-hop terms are now in the Oxford English Dictionary.
One of the words in your section on hip-hop speak is the word grills.
Yes.
And we have a song here. This is the song Grills by the rapper Nelly. Let's take a little listen.
I got like platinum and white clothes, traditional gold. I'm changing grills every day. Like Jay changed clothes, I might be grilled out nicely. Oh. In my white tee, oh. On South Beach, oh. In my wife B, Vivi is studded. You can tell when they cut it. You see, my grandmama hate it, but my little mama love it. Cause when
so Nelly there talking about being tricked out in his grills. Translate for us, Paul.
Grills are now teeth originally, but then they became these gold and diamond studded teeth that a lot of the rappers are wearing. The VV in there, there's one point where he refers to VV, and that refers to clarity. And it's nicknamed for diamonds because VV is a rating for the clarity of diamonds. Of course, the other one in there is wife beater, which is, of course, that the male sort of tank top undershirt with straps. And what's interesting about that is it goes back to the original illusion for which that came from was Marlon Brando in Streetcar Named Desire, when he wore that, you know, that sort of, and he was
Stella,
and he's slapping her around. And so from then on, that a male undershirt without the arms was called a wife beater. The interesting thing for me to do was, I'm 67 years old, and I had to basically learn what all this hip-hop language was. And it's fascinating because it's like any other jargon or slang. It's just a question of decoding and finding context and then finding other examples and writing about it.
I was thinking that in the time that it took you to write the hip-hop chapter and get it published, probably half those words have already fallen out of favor.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
considered totally passé.
Oh, yeah, and there's a thing they call in linguistics, or it's been posited, called the Couric factor, which is once a mainstream talk show host explains a term to his or her audience.
We call that the Siegel factor.
That's right. Once it's explained on mass media, then it's gone. God, I mean, my favorite moment came when Def, which was rap, hip-hop for, you know, something that was good. And
Def.
It was accepted. It was the first rap term or hip-hop term that went into the OED. And when that happened, they had a burial, a funeral service for it on, on BET, Black Entertainment Television, and the Reverend Al Sharpton officiated at the funeral, and it was such a it was like a tremendous moment in the history of slang, where you know there are these moments when all of a sudden the people take it so seriously that somebody has to stand up and actually bury a word because it's now so mainstream.
As someone who has fondly collected slang over many many yeah. years, do you think this is an especially fertile time, or do you look back on the 20s and 30s and say, boy, that was really the golden age of slang?
It's hard to say. I mean, I think they're all golden ages, but I think if you looked at it just pure and simply, that we've lost certain slangs, the lumberjacks and the carnival people. And I mean, they're still there, but they're now a minor voice. But we're creating new ones every day. Pizza delivery has a huge slang.
Pizza delivery.
Pizza delivery, yeah. And that's one I've just started to look into. But any endeavor in which things are sort of fast moving and there are a lot of people involved would be subject to slang.
Paul Dixon, thanks for coming in and sharing your enthusiasm for slang with us.
Thank you, Melissa.
Paul Dixon's book is Slang, the Topical Dictionary of Americanisms, now new and completely updated.
And for a crash course in cube speak, you can check out our website, npr.org.
Thanks for that web back, Robert.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.